Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First, a quick announcement. Those of you who are following Del's adventures in losing his last 50 pounds can go to wellnessforum.com, and we actually posted his webisodes on the front page, so you don't even have to go to YouTube to watch them. So anyway, I've become incredibly inspired by watching Del and actually being more diligent myself about a lot of things. So I'm inspired. You'll get inspired too. So it's wellnessforum.com, and you can watch Del tell the story in weekly episodes of his weight loss, which is visibly happening in front of us. This has been a great strategy for him, as well as helping other people. Okay, so today is a message about hormone replacement therapy, which I have discussed at length, but there are still women who take hormone replacement therapy, so it's still an issue that needs to be discussed. And the Women's Health Initiative showed that taking hormone replacement therapy in order to address menopausal symptoms is a risky idea. It's risky enough that the study was ended early because the researchers couldn't ethically continue to administer it to the participants. What should have happened, in my opinion, is that after all this, the use of HRT should have been discontinued and women should have been instructed to change their diets and lifestyles in order to avoid unpleasant menopausal symptoms. But the medical profession doesn't work that way, and the drug companies certainly would never have allowed that to happen or participated in that. So instead, a campaign was started to encourage women who were miserable to take the lowest dose possible of HRT for the shortest time possible. And it was promoted as being safer. And there was a huge television campaign around this. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I saw some ads for it and some print ads as well. But a study in the UK suggests that this isn't a safe approach either. This study concluded that women at the highest risk of developing breast cancer as a result of taking hormones were actually those who started taking the drugs earlier, before menopause began, or just as it began, in low doses for short periods of time. The study, known as the Million Women Study, involved, as the title suggests, over 1 million women. In fact, 1 in 4 British women between the ages of 50 and 64 during the enrollment period ended up participating, so fairly huge look at the issue. And the researchers reported that if you looked at three groups, women who'd never taken hormones, women who started taking combination HRT, estrogen and progestin combined, five or more years after menopause began, and then a third group who started taking the drugs before or less than 5 years after they began menopause. And the risk was higher, even for women who took the drugs for less than 5 years, and highest in the group who had started taking HRT, combination HRT products, just before menopause or within 5 years of beginning menopause. And it was a pretty big group in that particular cohort. 90% of the participants had taken hormones before or less than 5 years after menopause. Now, this study has its critics. It's an observational study rather than a randomized controlled trial. In observational studies, people make their own choices, which can result in skewed results. In other words, there may be something different about the women who took HRT that caused the differences in outcomes that is not accounted for. But the Women's Health Initiative was double-blinded and showed an increased risk for breast cancer for patients taking HRT, as have several other studies. So I guess I just continue to be baffled by some of my colleagues' inability to just let this risky approach go away and move on to other things that are less toxic, like diet. So the good news is that once you stop taking HRT, the breast cancer risk returns to normal within a few years, and of course the risk can be reduced even more if you eat a Wellness Forum style diet. So the take-home point here is that there really is no safe dose or amount of time or period of time in which it is safe to take HRT. It's a pharmaceutical drug, and using drugs to ease discomfort, while it may offer some, you know, temporary and immediate relief, is a bad idea. Short-term gain for long-term pain. And what we would rather see is maybe some short-term discomfort for long-term gain. Much better idea. That's all for now, and have a great day.